2 p.m. Update. Ontario's Labour Ministry is investigating last night's roof collapse at Algoma Steel. On December 11, 2024, the Ministry of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development was notified of an incident at a construction project in Sault Ste. Marie, said Michel Figueredo, press secretary to David Piccini, Ontario's Minister of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development via email. Reports indicate that no work was underway at the time, and no workers were injured. A ministry inspector has been assigned to investigate. As the investigation is ongoing, we are unable to provide further details at this time. 9:30 a.m. Update. The company has provided this update. At approximately 8 p.m. on Tuesday, December 10, 2024, a small section of the truck door canopy outside the scrap bay of the newly constructed EAF building suffered a partial collapse, likely due to excessive snow accumulation. The main EAF building was not affected. There were no injuries and regulators have been notified. We have been actively monitoring recent significant snow accumulation. Earlier in the week, we cordoned off the canopy area as the safety of our employees and contractors working on site is our highest priority. Construction activity continues with the affected area secured. Snow stops are planned to be installed to prevent overloading the canopy. All other departments are operating normally. We do not anticipate any impact to the EAF construction or commissioning timelines. Original story, 8:30 a.m. Algoma Steel is reporting this morning that no one has been injured after an apparent industrial accident at its still-under-construction electric arc furnace building. I can confirm everyone is okay, says Laura Devoni, the company's Director of Human Resources and Corporate Affairs. I will provide an update shortly, Devoni tells Sue today. The game-changing $870 million transformation to electric arc steelmaking is the most costly building project in Sault Ste. Marie's history. In an update delivered 1 week ago at the B. Riley Securities Energy Convergence Conference in New York City, Algoma officials reported. The company has so far spent $672 million on the project. The melt-shop roofing is 90% complete. The electric arc furnace number 2 tilt table and shell assembly was 90% complete. As of last week, the project was on track. It involves 12,000 tons of structural steel and 22,000 cubic meters of concrete. As of last week, the number 2 electric arc furnace operating floor structural steel was 100% complete. The electric arc furnace substation was 100% complete. At utility room number 1, structural steel was 100% complete. Steel reline station was 100% complete. Sue today will post additional information as it becomes available.